States, not on behalf of other people. And you get to be the last question, sir. Oh, you'll be there.
You may not like this then, because it's going to be a little bit tougher.
That's fine.
But my question is...
It's going to be mean. Can we go to her for a second? No, go ahead.
It's not going to be mean, but it's going to make a justifying answer.
Okay.
Throughout the GOP debates, you were strongly against Romney Care. And tonight you all said you were against Obamacare.
What?
But back in 2006, I believe it is, when the Massachusetts Healthcare Bill was passed, a newsletter under your name called Mixed Notes came out and said that it fully supported that Massachusetts Healthcare, and then went further to say that the goal should be 100% coverage for all citizens. How can you reconcile that apparent contradiction?
Let me just take the two parts separately. I would like to see all citizens have access to healthcare. And I think everybody here wants to do it. Now, that doesn't mean you have to have a mandate. And John Goodman, with his patient power model, has an alternative way of getting there. But I think everybody here recognizes we're not going to let people die in the streets. So everybody, we basically have functionally 100% access to health care, and we'd be horrified if somebody showed up at the emergency room and we kicked them out. And they said, no, you'll go die. You know, you weren't prudent. So the idea that I want 100% for Americans shouldn't strike people as terrible. I think the question is, how do you get there in a constitutional way? I first talked about mandates with the Heritage Foundation in 1993 fighting Hillary Care. The Heritage Foundation was positive about Romney Care also in 2006. First of all, neither Heritage nor I realized that Romney Care uses taxpayer money to pay for abortions. And neither of us realized that they had accepted Planned Parenthood by law as one of the members of their health board. I think we would have both said you ought to veto the whole bill if that's what's going to happen. So there's some details there that are different. But the other thing I've said in the debates, yes, I used to be for mandates. I was wrong. Why doesn't Mitt admit it? He's still for the mandate in Massachusetts. It doesn't work. It's going to bankrupt the state. People are leaving the state. I did a town hall meeting last Wednesday in Manchester, New Hampshire, and this guy jumps up and says, I'm a refugee from Massachusetts. And I stopped him, and I said, how many people in this room are refugees from Massachusetts? 20% of the audience stood up. I mean, it is too expensive. It is too bureaucratic. They're running out of primary care doctors. And so the difference between Romney and me is we both used to have the wrong idea. I'm willing to say it was the wrong idea. He's not. And I think it's funny that they want to attack me for admitting that I was wrong, but they want to admit that he's now wrong to think he's still right when he's wrong. And you get to be the last one.
I have a question, and so does she. So I'll let her go first.
What's your favorite color?
What is my favorite?
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color, oh boy. I think it's red. That was a tough, now that was really tough. What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Purple's a good, I like purple a lot. Purple's a good color. I'm not going to complain about her. Okay, I hope you have as good a question.
What's your position on Israel?
My position on Israel is that both morally and practically, we have a commitment to them. Morally, we